Hi, I saw you from over there, and I was just kind of wondering, just out of my own curiosity, what are you writing about?
So this is a Harvard study that I'm running just on random people in the street. I am going to give you $5, and then I'm going to ask you to fill out the survey, and the survey asks you basically how much you'd be willing to buy this coupon from me. And so will you buy the coupon at 25 cents or will you not buy the coupon at 25 cents? All right. What about 50 cents? So 75.
Number 75, coin a phrase. Number 47 was learn how to spell because I can't spell very well. 37, watch a volcano erupt. Number 70, have a Swiss bank account. Number 39 is discover something. Number 48 is never completely grow up.
And how many are you up to?
87.
And how long have you been working on this list?
10 minutes.
So you came up with 87 things you want to do before you die in 10 minutes?
Once you get up to a certain point, you can't think of any more.
I'm writing a book on Islam in America. I'm making a comparison between Islamic law and common law. So I'm reading about the common law.
Whenever I do a project, I like to build a model of it. Little girls have dollhouses, little boys have forts, and I think every time I show one of my clients a model, they just kind of get thrilled by it. You know, the idea they can open it up, look at it, you know, move it around.
One bedroom, large living space, low price. It's hard to find a place here. And I mean, I love my apartment, but my rent is ridiculous. And so if I'm going to be paying that much, I might as well be putting, you know, some amount into equity. I put in 3 bids already. It's pretty hard getting a place here. I think basically I'm looking for one bedrooms, and I like it when they say there's a good view because there's a lot of brick walls.
Mike Brady. I think almost every architect at one point would say they were first exposed to architecture. At least architects our age in the 40 and up were exposed to architecture by the Brady Bunch.
Every episode you used to watch, there was a roll of drawings on the table, tilt table, drafting lamp.
Once I get started drawing, I can guess from the people behind you. They think they're talking and I can't hear them, but I can hear them because it's where I live. It's my milieu, you know what I mean? Nobody really wants a caricature. At first, when I first started doing it, I thought, oh boy, caricatures. This is going to be fun. I can cut into people. Everybody would laugh. When you turn around and say, who's next? They would disappear.
You've been listening to Radio Pi. You don't spell it, son. You listen to it. Now that you've gorged this week, make sure you save a little room for next week's slice.